Scoop.
Right now we're taking a look at the biggest stories in Brisbane, Friday the 12th of May. This is The Scoop.
Well, Selling Sunset star Christelle, is it Storrs, you say her name?
Storrs,
yeah. An Aussie magician talking about G-Flip have tied the knot.
Musician.
Magician, yeah.
Oh. She does do magic on those drums,
though. She's very good-looking. Yeah. They're a very, very good-looking couple. But, yeah, they have announced that they have tied the knot. So congratulations to them.
Bit of G-Flip for you.
Good.
A Brisbane supermarket has been slapped with an $88,000 fine for selling vapes to customers as young as 13. The owner of Zam Zam Supermarket in Currabee pleaded guilty in court to two charges of possession and sale of vaporizers and e-liquids containing nicotine. This is after the crackdown that Queensland Health are putting on vape in Queensland. So he did the bad thing and he got done for it.
Three. Last night I didn't watch this game because I was planning on catching up today. I couldn't help myself and I read quite a lot about it and I ain't happy. The Broncos did lose to the Storm last night, 24-16. Bit of a scare early on in the first half. Adam Reynolds left the field, did not return with quite a bad neck injury.
Well, they reach out and score. Adam Reynolds diving through. He's face planted the turf.
You can see the players. All the players have rushed in. Payne Haas is there. He won't be back tonight, Adam Reynolds.
He laid motionless.
Is he okay now?
They have cleaned quite groggy. I think with an injury like that, even if he's okay, he'll probably have a week or
11 days, I think that's the new rule.
Well, it depends if it's a concussion or whether it was a neck injury.
Neck injury, yeah. And especially after years ago with Alex McKinnon, everyone's a lot more heightened these days. So they said he was all right. He was cleared by doctors, didn't return to the game. The biggest talking point besides that, though, and this is a huge issue at the moment in the NRL, is the hip drop tackle.
Oh, yeah.
Three send-offs for the Broncos. Paddy Carrigan, who's served a suspension already for a hip drop, got sent off for 10 again last night.
What's a hip drop, sorry?
So it is, if you've got a player, if you've grabbed onto a player, say, anywhere, it's generally around the hips.
Yep.
Rather than pull them down, you lift up your legs and so pull them down with the weight of your body. Now, why they're worried about it is a lot of injuries happen for leg breaks and ankles and things like that. But they haven't really found the balance between guys who do that or when you have the motion of your body getting lifted. And, you know, a lot of talk, they're saying people like Alan Langer, if this was a big issue, they're smaller guys who can't bring down the bigger players. They've got to leverage their weight somehow.
I still remember he got into a lot of trouble because he did a tackle that was it borderline on a trip because he would use his legs to bring them down.
Correct.
And they did it again. They brought in all new rules. And then had that period of, is that one or is
that
not one?
Well, they do have a really hard thing as well because they don't want to stop people getting into the game. And they're saying that a big issue is a lot of people are watching it and they love the game. They love it being brutal, but no one's allowing their kids to start playing.
Yeah.
And they're saying that's really going to be a bit of a concern for the future.
Yeah, but I think the biggest problem the NRL always has is they bring in a new rule and it's grey as anything. Some weeks
the same
they penalise.
It's the same as any code.
Some weeks they don't. So
you, like,
that's,
get consistent.
That's what they have to do. Yeah. So it's a huge issue at the moment. Hopefully no one gets any suspensions from that last night. Four.
Queensland is set to become the first state in Australia to allow nurses and midwives to write prescriptions for the abortion pill. This is in a bid to try and help out, I guess, a lot of people that they've got an unwanted pregnancy but can't get access to it. They're saying it is really hard because only a certain amount of doctors have the rights to be able to prescribe it.
Mm-hmm.
So they've done a lot of research and tried to find the barriers into a lot of females being able to access the service. And they've said this is some of them. Especially this will be important for a lot of people in remote communities that can't actually access those doctors as well. So they're saying that Queensland's leading the way.
Five. When exciting news, the cast of the new season of Dancing with the Stars has been revealed. You got Gavin Wanganeen.
I love him.
Yeah. You got Matt Preston from MasterChef. Other big names include Sally Pearson, James Magnuson, podcaster and radio host Laurel Byrne, Mary Custis, your favourite, Abby, Pia Miranda.
Oh, she doesn't age, that woman.
Stage and screen stars Virginia Gay and Christy Whelan-Brown are also in the running. Human nature singer Phil Burton, Australian Idol icon Paulini, home and away favourite Emily Weir, the list goes on.
I'd love
Charlie
Albone.
You'd like to do it?
Yeah, that'd be a show that I'd love to do.
Oh, the Chaser Super Nerd, Isa. Remember Isa?
Yes. Yeah. Is that not on anymore?
No, it's still on.
I don't know. I haven't seen The Chase for a while.
Yeah, I believe it's still on.
It's got a new host.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Larry.
Is it Larry?
Larry's doing it. Who was doing it? I can't think of his name, Andrew O'Keefe. That's was he hosting it?
Yeah, he's still in it. It was a game show in Australia.
I think he had a contract.
Because he did the Deal or No Deal.
Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm.
All right, keep following us here. The Listener app is where you can get our daily updates with the top stories. We put it up 6:30 every morning.